So we're coming off of Shavuos, and there's one nekuda about Shavuos which should not be overlooked, and we ask ourselves after every yontiv, just as we ask ourselves before every yontiv, what is it that we can do best to prepare for such a yontiv, and afterwards, what can we do to reflect upon the yontiv that we should be able to take with us for the coming zman, which lies ahead. Especially the Bein HaMetzarim and the Bein HaZmanim. To try to focus in on one nekuda, which is a nekuda HaKolelas. Just a few questions to begin. First off, what's the relationship between Parshas Naso, which we read immediately following Shavuos? In fact, the Tzadikim refer to the Shabbos after Shavuos just as that. It's called Shabbos Nach Shavuos. As if to say that there's still a Ha'ara, there's still something about Parshas Nasai, which is still connected to Shavuos. One of the things that the Parsha speaks about is Sota. I want to speak about that a little bit in Mirtz Hashem. And just a kasha, just to throw out, just to come back to, that the Ari says that in the Kavana of Sfiras HaOmer, that when one says Baruch Atah Hashem in the Baruch of Sfiras HaOmer, we mechav in the Shem Ma, which is the Shem Havaya with the Miloy of Alfin. So let's begin a little bit and try to see where this takes us. Psiyata Deshraya. Chazal told us that Har Sinai Matan Torah was the marriage, was the chasna between Klal Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ve'itra she'itra la'ima b'yom chasina. So, zu Matan Torah. The Matan Torah is called the chasna, the great chasna between Hashem and the Jewish people. Now we know, the Gemara tells us that one of the greatest challenges in the life of a Jew and every human being is to maintain shalom bayis. That's because it's been rooted in the very fiber of the being, of the olam. That there was disharmony between Adam and Chava, which is caused, initiated by the Nachash. But the very first marriage of the world between Adam and Chava was an utter failure. According to Chazal, there was a Chava Shnia, there was a second Chava. Which is why when the Torah speaks about the Parsha of Nisuin in Parsha Kisetze, the whole Parsha of Kiddushin is built into the Parsha of Gerushin. It's a very interesting thing. The Torah says, Ki kach ishisha, and then he goes ahead and he divorces her, that he's not allowed to take back his first wife if somebody else goes ahead and marries her. It's a very funny thing. There's not a Parsha which is dedicated to Kiddushin. The Parsha is being dedicated towards Gerushin, and built into that Parsha, we learn all the halachas of Kiddushin. But a whole Mishka Babel about a man who wants to take back his second wife, it's a manna thing. Therefore, it takes a lot. And in the same way that Adam Arishon's marriage was spoiled, we find by Yaakov Avinu as well. By Yaakov Avinu Bedavka, because Yaakov, the Gemara tells us, was Shufrei the Adam, that Yaakov has a very deep connection to Adam HaRishon, that Yaakov had his own share of Shalom Bayis issues. But on top of that, and perhaps the source of that, is what the Torah tells us, that in his Melchama with Esav, with the Saro Shal Esav, which represents the Nachash, the Torah tells us, Vayiga b'kaf yarecho, that he hit him in the Kaf Yarech, which of course is the Gid HaNasha. The Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us, Nasha is a Lashon Isha. And the Yerech is the Makom of the Isha. La Yerech B'Seser. So therefore, Vayiga B'Kaf Yerecha was a Pagam, where the Saru Shalisa found that he was able to be Pogea Yaakov in the Inyan of Nisuin. Nisuin is Gematria Vayiga B'Kaf Yerecha, 427. If it's in that inyan of Shalom Bayis, that the Satan looks to make issues there, And the reason is obvious, that if you can hit the Shalom Bayis, which is so central to the life of the tzaddik, so then everything goes wrong for the tzaddik. It's a big bilbul for the tzaddik. To ask ourselves, what's the ikar nekuda when it comes to Shalom Bayis? And we spoke about just recently how the days of Suyur leading up to Shavuos is a hachana for marriage. And just like Derech Eretz Kamal Torah, Derech Eretz, as the Rishonim explained, means midos, tikkun hamidos. Tikkun hamidos, therefore, is at the very core and the essence of a hachana for marriage. And in Torah, and in the Mishnah, we have Memches Kinyanei Torah. And many of those Kinyanim are appropriate for marriage. As we know that in Isha's Nimshal of the Torah, the Torah Shabbat Peh, Isha's Chayal Miyimsa. And so therefore, if a person wants to truly work on marriage and having Shalom Bayis, he can perhaps learn the Memches Kinyanei Torah and with those know how one should acquire an Isha. In fact, the Vilna Gaon says that the 48 Kinyanei Torah divide into three. There are really three, which from where these 48 break into. What he calls Anava, Histafkus B'Mu'at, and Hasmada. If you take a look at the Rechem HaKadosh in Parshas Yisrael, Vayichan Shem Yisrael Neged Ahar, he echoes that.
What is it?
Hasmada. However, of course, when it comes to all things, there's always a shayrish to all the shayrashim. And so therefore, the fact that we learn Maseches Avos during these 48 days, the minhag is to, leading up to Shavuos, suggests to us that lies within Maseches Avos is the secret to Kabbalah Satara. And that, in fact, is the beginning. Maseches Avos, Moshe kibul Torah miSinai. Moshe represents Anava, the Anami kol Adam, Har Sinai is Anava, and it's on that principle, on the Midah of Anava, in which the Jewish home is built. Yet when it comes to the Midah of Anava, there's the Midah of Anava in its Chitzonius and in its Pnimius. And you'll forgive me for rushing, as we always do in this year, just short on time. We're glassing over deep in Yonim and Dvarim Amukim and Avodas Hashem. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so that gives us perhaps a little bit more extra time, but still, I wouldn't do justice to many of these inyanim. And when we speak about the Midah of Anava, there's Anava in Chitzonius and in Pnimius. Chitzonius means humility. Humility, I would say, probably means that even though you really would like it to be your way, you're able to concede, you're able to see perhaps the good in others, and you respect the place of others, and you don't consider yourself out to be such a balgaiva. You don't give yourself much credit for all of your character traits, all of your milas and talents. But in Pnimius, the Midah of Anava is something much deeper than that, and it has to do with a very deep understanding of Hashem Yisbarach, of the oneness of Hashem, understanding the true Ani, who I truly am. And that Midah we spoke about, we've been speaking about recently, is a midah called Ayin. Svar Matoshim refers to that as Ayin, which refers to Bittel. This is the type of Anava which is represented by Moshe Rabbeinu. Vim Ayin, Mecheinina Mesifacha Shekasavta. This is the Inyan of Har Sinai, the true Ayin, which even the other mountains couldn't see, the midah of Ayin, which Har Sinai possessed. Lama Teratzdim Harim Gavnuni, and the Gemara says that they challenged Har Sinai's ability, the fact that it had been chosen to receive Torah. Because the Midah of Ayin is something which is very deep within the heart of a person. Like David HaMelech, for example, that even Shmuel HaNavi, Yanoichi HaChayza, that he couldn't see the Nekud of Ayin within the heart of David HaMelech. And it's for this reason that Ayin is the Midah, which is at the core and the most Sharashi when it comes to Kabbalah Satayra, that Lag BaOmer precedes Shavuos. Lag BaOmer is considered to be the day which most prepares us to be Mekabel Torah. That in the same way that on Erev Shabbos, the Gemara Yerushalmi tells us there's a concept and it's Ban Halacha. Tomei Chaim Zachu. It is an Indian to taste the Machali Shabbos before Shabbos to make sure that they taste good before Shabbos. And really that Tomei Chaim Zachu prepares us to be able to be Mekabel the Kedushas Shabbos. The same is true about Lag Ba'Omer, that there's a Ha'ara of Matan Torah from the Pinyas of Matan Torah, the Iker of Matan Torah already, which is Niskal Be'er Shimon, which is this Nekud of Ayin, which is what Sodas Torah revolves around. That it's this aura of Ayin, which Reb Shimon introduces to us on Lag Ba'Omer, which allows us to be prepared with that Ayin, to be making us as a Bechina of Sinai, to be Makabal Torah on Shavuos. In fact, that was part of the Kavanah that Hashem had in teaching the Jewish people Parah and Shabbos, particularly before Kabbalah Satayra. Shabbos has a lot to do with the secret of Shabbos, with the Inyan of Ayin. Paraduma, that bittul, that hachna, not understanding the Torah, to bring a person towards being Makabal Torah. And if this midah of Gaiva, as what Chazal say at the very center and the shayrish of coexisting in harmony with husband and wife, that Hashem says to the Jewish people, Im ein ani vuhu yechod l'adar b'yachad, about a bal gaiva. That if you're a bal gaiva, if you have an ani and I have an ani, then Hashem says we can't coexist. Ein ani vuhu yecholim l'adar b'yachad. This idea of ein ani vuhu yechod l'adar b'yachad, the tikkun of that is also merubas in Kriyas Yamsuf, which also comes up during the days between Pesach and Shavuos. The Kriyas Yamsuf was a hiskalus of what the Chazal called in the Zohar Kodesh, Baka Yama Daraisa, that Hashem, that He opened up the sea of secrets of Torah. And there within the sea of secrets of Torah comes out of Yesod, which Chazal darshan, Zekeli Van Vehu, that the greatest hiskalus of the entire Kriyas Yamsuf was Zekeli Van Vehu, which we mentioned it in Meirv, when we speak about Kriyas Yamsuf. Zekeli Anu V'Yamu Hashemim Lach Nalam Vo'ed. Because within this idea of Zekeli V'Andehu lies the secret of the tikkun of Ein Ani Yechol and Lodo B'Yachad. Chazal say V'Andehu comes from the word Ani Vahu. So therefore, Zekeli V'Andehu means that I'm able to coexist with Hashem Yisbarach. That by Kriyas Yamsuf they were able to be Zeicha to the secret of how to exist, the secret of Ein Ani Vahu Yechol and Lodo B'Yachad. As the Sfarim explain, Ayin. If I'm an Ayin, then yes, Ani Vahu Yechol and Lodo B'Yachad. And that secret of Ayin emerged from Kriyas Yamsuf. Now that we're ready to build the Mishkan, Mikdash Hashem Konan Yadecha, as the Targum writes, Alain, on those words, Zekeli V'Andehu, that the Targum writes, that let us go and let's build the Beis HaMikdash. Why Dafke in those words? What's the one have to do with the next? Because Chazal say, Ani Vahu, the Hainu, we can live, we can coexist, Biachad. So therefore, let's go build the Beis HaMikdash. But therefore, what Chazal are teaching us is that it's only if a chasan and kala, that they understand this inyan of ayin, this inyan of bittul, are they able to build a mishkan, a mikdash ma'at, to coexist and to live together in harmony with each other. Like the Zohar says, that there's shalom and there's shalom rav. Shalom rav lo yaveh sayasecha. Ve'ein, that this need of ayin, which is so dear to the Oyvei Sayasecha, to those who are Oyvei Sayasecha, that they understand the secret of Ayin, there is Zechet to what's called the Shalom Rav. Not just Stam Shalom. Shalom Rav. Because you can coexist as long as you have good midos. But if you really want to have a harmonious marriage, one which they mamish become one, that's only through the mid of Ayin. That's what Hashem says by Kriyas Yamsuf, that it emerged from the Yam, a lesson called Ashir El Hashem Ki Ga'oga'a. Ga'oga'a means that a Kadosh Baruch Hu's gaiva is misga'eh on all gaivas in the world. So therefore Hashem says, we can't coexist. If you have gaiva, I say about that, ki ga'oga'a. Like the Mefarshim explained that, a Kadosh Baruch Hu is misga'eh al kol gaivasin. So if a person has any semblance of ani before Hashem, Hashem says that has to come down. Ki ga'oga'a. A Kadosh Baruch Hu is called an anab b'kayach, which we also count, so to speak, during the days from Pesach to Shavuos. There's 48 letters in this name of Anu B'Kayach. One of them is what we say, Yachid Geya. Am Chapnei Zoyich Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is called the Yachid Geya, and he's the only one who could be Mizgah. That's called Kiga Oga'a. And in a marriage, if one of the two has an attitude called Yachid Geya, that you have to bow down to me, that I'm the cheese, I'm the man, I'm the woman, then that's a pagam, that's a rifyon in the bayis, and that's not called a mikdash. You can coexist, but that's not called a Yiddish marriage, which is me'ein matan Torah on the level of biyom chasunasa. And that's why the Mishkan had to be built by Moshe. Moshe had to oversee the Mishkan, and it had to be vayakim Moshe as a Mishkan. Because it was only through Moshe that the whole Hizkalus of Kiyab Siamsel came about, Vayaminu Ba'ashem of Moshe Avda, Oz Yashur Moshe v'nei Yisrael, that it was the Gili of the Madriga of Moshe, because Moshe was that Ayin. So to the Mishkan, which would be the place, Asher Adurbam, that Hashem would live there together with the Jewish people, it had to be Aldas Moshe. Because only Moshe could create a Mishkan like that, called Vayakim Moshe as a Mishkan, to build a Mishkan on the level of Ayin, that the Jewish people and Hashem can coexist there in harmony. And so therefore, that Mishkan which Moshe built was never destroyed. The Mishkan was Nignaz. Because Moshe understood the secret of Ayin, which even Shlomo Melech didn't understand, which is the secret of Paraduma. Shlomo said, Amarti Achtam Avihir Chayk Mimeni. Paraduma had to do with, which was given to Bnei Yisrael before Matan Torah, to Ein Kan, Malkam L'Harach B'zeh. That's why Kiga Oga'a, just to close on that point, is Gematria Memches. As if to say that the Memches days of the Kinyan HaTorah and the Memches days from Pesach to Shavuos, the Rav around this Mida called Kiga Oga'a, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is who? The Yachid Geya. When we take a look at this Inyan of Ayin and how it's so Mesugal for Shalom Bayis, really it's very Mesugal as well for Leidas Banim. Truth of the matter is that not only is, and I say this with a deep sadness in my heart for couples who can't have merit, who can't have children, hopefully we're going to speak about the main schooler for that, that not only is having children a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, and so important in terms of the avoda which takes place between a husband and a wife, but in the very core of the shalom bayis between husband and wife, having children is so important, because it's very hard, unless you're moving forward in marriage, to be able to maintain that shalom. But when you're progressing and you're building, Al tikri banayich elo banayich. Even the inyan of the drash of al tikri is an inyan of ayin. Right? Don't say this, say that. That when you're zeichet to banim, you're zeichet to building. And if you're building and you're moving forward, it maintains and it allows the marriage to move forward in a much higher way. So couples who struggle in having children, they also struggle very much in shalom bayis. But we find that not only is ayin the midah which allows husband and wife to come to the chuppah together, it's also the very midah which allows them to have children together. And that's why when they stand under that chuppah, the Kedushas Levi says that they cry, and the reason why they cry is because they're crying the tears which their children, which will come from them, cry. That already under that chuppah, they zeichet to those tears. Those tears of having children which will come from them. And the reason why it's under the chuppah is because under the chuppah, we stand under the stars. And the reason why we stand under the stars is because the stars represent the children. And the children of the Shemesh and the Yareach are their stars. And we find something very interesting when it comes to the Shemesh and the Yareach and the birth of these stars. Chazal tell us that the Shemesh and the Yareach, that they were in a machlekes with each other. Who's going to wear the keser? And Chazal say about that, Ein shnei malachim mishtamshim keser echad. They couldn't find a way. And of course, Ein Shtei Malachim Mishtamshin comes on that evening of Ayin. That if there's Ayin, then yes, Shnei Malachim Mishtamshin Mekeser Echad. And who was the one who showed the greatest gvura in demonstrating that Ayin between the Shemesh and the Yareach? It was who? It was the Yareach. The Yareach was machnir herself to the Shemesh, and she said, I'm making myself Ayin. And by making herself Ayin, what is she zoichet to? The Kochavim. That's what Rashi says. L'chofis da'ayta, the Gemara says. We have to understand the process here. It wasn't just that Hashem gave the Koychavim to the Isha to be Mephis Daita. In Pinyas, what that means is in the schus of her being Ayin to the Shemesh, which is her husband, that's why she is Zeicha to these children, which are called her Koychavim. That's why the mitzvah of Achodesh Azalachem was given to Bnei Yisrael when they were leaving Mitzrayim, which is the journey in preparing for that marriage. That if you look at the Levana, which is called Kiddush HaLevana, and you understand the whole secret of the waxing and waning of the Levana. The Levana, that it becomes greater, and then it becomes smaller. But it becomes so small that it becomes Ayin. And that Ayin is called the Hischachus of the Yareach. HaChodesh HaZelachet. Built in that is the secret of Shalom Bayis that Hashem wants from the Jewish people. That if you take Kiddush Levana and the whole mitzvah Chodesh Lachem with you, so immediately you can come to Matan Torah to receive Torah and to understand what this Torah is all about. Ad Kedikach, it's so central to Torah. The Chazal say about it, the very first Rashi in Torah, that the Torah should have started with a Chodesh Lachem. Why should it have started with a Chodesh Lachem? Torah says because from that mitzvah you learn the Inyan of Ayin. That you learn through the Hisnagus of the Areach, Vos Meint that Hashem wants. On what your side is the whole Torah built on? HaChodesh HaZalachem. That's why it's the very first mitzvah, because the person is a mamik in the midst of HaChodesh HaZalachem will see the nekuda of what all of Torah is built upon. We find by Avram and Sarah that it was only when Avram and Sarah, when they went to the Midah of Ayin, that they were zeichet to children. Sarah was willing to what? To give her husband over to Hagar the Shivcha, of which she says, Anoichi Ibana Mimena. Maybe I will be built from this. Al Pipsha, what that means is that the child of Hagar would belong to Sarah. But in Pnimius, what that means is no, that Sarah herself will be Zeichet to a child. Why? Because in the state of Bittel, that she was Mevatach herself so much, such a bizyoinus, to give over an Isha Shivcha Mitzvah to her husband, that bringing herself to that point of Ayin, she would be Zeichet to a child. And Avram too. That when the Malachim come, and they know already that Hashem told Avram Avinu, Leich v'tzei mi sagninus shelcha, that I'm lifting you up above the mazalos, all the Malachim wonder, what's going on over here? And Avram like this, why should he be zeichet to that? We should come and be maftiachem a ben? It's only because they saw afterwards that Hashem, that Avram told Hashem, v'anoichi ofer ve'efer, that if you make yourself like ofer, offer ve'efer, which Chazal say the efer refers to paraduma. Because paraduma has very much to do with this, like we spoke about before, that if you don't understand the mitzvah, you bring yourself to ayin. But this Avram who says, v'anoichi ofer ve'efer, he's zechet to a child. That's why the whole thing came along with the inyan of achnasas orchem. Achnasas orchem means making room for others, that you're mevatel yourself towards your guests. You have to mechaber your guests more than yourself. That Hachnasas Orchem is built upon, it's predicated upon the Inyan of Ayin. So Mamela, it's through that Inyan of Ayin of Hachnasas Orchem, in that context, that Avram and Zara were Zeichet to these children. By Rus as well, we find by Rus also, Chazal tell us that Rus was not Shaykh Bechlal to have any children. That she didn't even have a base Rechem. Yet miraculously, she's Zeichet to a child. How is that so? Because there was no greater ayin in the world than Rus. That she met all the credentials of being on the lowest of the totem pole in Bnei Yisrael. That when the Torah speaks about that you have to take care of those who are unfortunate, the Yasoma, the Almana, the Ger, she met all those credentials. She was a Gioris, she was an Almana, she was a Yasoma from her parents because she didn't have any parents anymore. She was never, no longer connected to the house of Eglon. She gave up everything, the Beis HaMalchus, to go in. This is a woman who was a princess who was now collecting shiboyles, of leket shechav epey in the field of the Gadol Adar. What could be a greater bizyonis? But it was in that chus that she was zeichet to have children. Not just children, but the child. The David HaMelech should come from her. And that's why we read it on Shavuos, because we want to be able to take out from Rus the foundations of the marriage between Bnei Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch Hu, the foundations of the marriage between Boaz and Rus. It's on this ayin that Rus marries Boaz and she's miraculously zeichet to a child. Like Pinchas Karzer says, that when the Malachim came into the home of Avram and Sarah, and they said, Ayei Sarah Yishtecha. So Pinchas Karzer says, we've quoted it before, Ayei, that when a Jew says Ayei, in davening on Musaf, on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, on Shabbos, Ayeh, that word Ayeh is Mesugol Abanei Chayim Mezoyne, of which Chazal say that it's La B'mazla Talya. It's above Mazla, it's from that place of Ayin. Ayeh means from where? It doesn't even exist, it's so high. That place of Ayin. Those are the words of Ayeh Sar Yishtecha, that because she was an Ayeh, she was Zeichet to Bane at that time. By Aaron HaKohen, Lama Atabosh, Lakach Nivcharta. Svarim HaKadoshim tell us that Lama Atabosh, Lakach, because of this busha, you've been Nivchar. That when a person has that busha, And that busha has a lot to do with ayin, that busha lifnei Hashem, which comes from that ayin. That's when he becomes nivchar to great things. Like we find as well, by Matan Torah itself. Hashem says, ba'avur tia yirasu al pneichem. The Gemara says in Nedarim, yirasu al pneichem zu busha. That by Matan Torah, there was zechit to that busha when they stood in front of Hashem, this oneness of less than megam eklum, they saw the oneness of Hashem and they realized that they were ayin. It was in that place called ayin, that busha. The lashon of Chazal for busha, for ayin is busha. That busha which they were margish, that was misrapa kol acholim. Anybody who couldn't have children was able to have children. All the problems went away when they were masik that busha, that darg of ayin. And this is the secret of the inyan of sot in our parsha. Very interesting that Parshas Naso, as we mentioned before, is read after Shavuos. And on along those lines, the word Naso comes from the word Nisun. However, it's very interesting that the only Nisun which is mentioned in the Parsha of Naso is the Nisun between who? The man and the Sota. Again, a very unsuccessful marriage once again in the Torah. Vayiga b'kaf yirecho, certainly. Talks about a marriage which is an utter failure. Perhaps an utter failure. If she succeeds, v'niksa v'nizra azera. She's zechet to a child. Why is she zechet to a child? The teretz is because of that busha. Because if you learn Mesechet Saita, all the things which are done to her, all the bizyonis which are done to her, then you can understand that there's nobody who reaches that dag of ayin like the sota. And from that place of zota, if she's in fact pure, if she's in fact clean, the mixa zera. If she couldn't have children, she has children. If she's already having children, she'll be zechet to talmid chachamim, beautiful children. It's that place of the ayin which is the limit of the sota. The tzaddikim have a minhag, the Chassam Sefer, I believe, had to learn mem tes daf sota, leading up to Chag Shavuos. Sota v'niksa v'nizra zera. It's a spoiled marriage, but on the side that it's good, she's zechet to that child from the place of ayin. And perhaps that's why it's called naso. Because the only difference between the word naso and the word nisuin is the word ayin. That if there's a naso, but there's without an ayin, then you have a sota, which is what the parasha of naso talks about. If the ayin is built into naso, then it's called a nisuin. That's called a nisuin. A true Torah nisuin, which is a shalom rav, which is zechet to koichavim. In fact, the Gemara tells us that Chana threatened Hashem and she said, if you don't give me a child, I'll just go make myself a Nasa. I'll go make myself a Sota, excuse me. That was the threat that Chana made, that she looked at the parish of Sota and she saw here a remedy to her Akara, the fact that she was an Akara. If she can bring herself to that bush of a Sota, she'll be Zaychet to a child. It's all totally in that ayin. Remember years ago, there was a story going around Rav Chaim Kanevsky that there was a couple who couldn't have children. Rav Chaim told the couple that if you can find a person who is just nisbayish and get a bracha from that person, then you can have children. Where does that come from? The place that if a person has that busha, if he suffers that busha, he's most muchan to give a bracha in his inyanim, because it's that place of ayin. And the reason why the tzaddikim l'chol adoros were able to be zeichah to give brachas, and the brachas were in the skyim and inyanim of Bnei Chaim Mezoneh, is only because they had this darga, this mead of ayin with Hashem. The Chazal say, gedolim tzaddikim b'misas an yoris mechayim, that a tzaddik who's called a mace, that he's an ayin, That such a tzaddik can bring down tremendous bracha. This is why Sfiras HaOmer also, that in that bracha, the bracha Sfiras HaOmer is the Shem Ma. Because Ma is that dag of Moshe Rabbeinu v'nachnu Ma, that humility. Then in the bracha of Sfiras HaOmer, the greatest hachana is the bracha itself. Of course, there's Kinyanei Torah, and there's the menorah, and there's the Anu B'Koach, and there's all different types of spheres that you could focus on. But the really, the shayrish of the greatest hachana is the bracha itself. That just like the bracha is always the greatest hachana for every mitzvah, so too, lit within that bracha, in that shema, baruch atah Hashem, al sviras ha'imah, that shema, it's that nekuda called ma, of Moshe Rabbeinu, v'nachnu ma, that ayin, of which Moshe is even higher than the Avos HaKadoshim in that. It's that ma, that shema of havaya, that a person has bevatled himself to that havaya, that he understands havaya from that perspective of ma, that it can be zeichet, to be makabel Torah. And that's really the ha'ar which we're looking for post-Shavuos. It's that inyan of ayin. It's a midah of Rus. And by the way, that was the reason why Rus was able to be nichnas to become a Jew. Because you say Moavi below Moavis, but when you're an ayin, you're not a Moavi, and you're not even a Moavis. You're just ayin, you're just nothing. And somebody who's an ayin can come in. It's not a shir for now, it has to do with Amalek and other things. Well, maybe next year, maybe at a different time, we should be zeichet to get to that. But that's the midah we want to take most at this time of year, the midah of Anava, the midah of Ayin. Especially because very difficult days are ahead of us, days of Tammuz and Av, that Hashem destroys Beis HaMikdash. That when the Beis HaMikdash became a Beis HaMikdash of Gaiva, that Hashem said, I have to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Because Hashem is Kiga Oga'ah, He's Misga'ah and Al Gavayim. That the Gemara says, Rabbi Zechai ben Avkulis, that his Anava destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, when you come to days of Tammuz and Av, which Hashem is going to destroy, He's going to break down, there's going to be Shvira. If a person is a yesh, then Hashem has what to destroy. But if a person is an ayin, then there's nothing to destroy. But a person can just kind of glide through Tammuz and Av and make himself clear road to Rosh Hashanah if he's an ayin. And the same thing is true between a husband and a wife, a chasar nekala, that if the husband and wife are ayin, then there's no churban on such a home. There's nothing that could be typhus on that home. It's only when there's a yesh that it could be typhus. But if a husband and wife are like a shemesh mi'areach, that the shemesh follows the areach, that the hanhaga of being an ayin, which is Bane, Chayim, Mizayne. We should see in these coming weeks ahead of us, we should be Zeche to end off the year on a high of Bane, Chayim, Mizayne. And with that, to bring more Shaf Mech into a new year, coming Rosh Hashanah, with Tosefes Bane, Chayim, Mizayne. With that, ultimately, come to Yom HaKippurim, which is Gematria Nisuin, which is, of course, a reinstatement of that Kabbalah Samashin Hashem and Bnei Yisrael. We should be Zeche to the ultimate Ulan, and once again, that true Nisuin, Rabbi Yisrael Tzedek, may have a minute, amen.